Because peace is a core value for so many women, it was highlighted during the relay in many countries around the world. Many women held actions to promote this value. In Colombia, for instance, Ecuadorian leaders Doris Trujillo and Blanca Chancoso expressed their deep concern about the militarization and the authoritarianism under which the people of their country live. Angela de Perez, wife of a senator who was kidnapped 3 years ago, said that this mobilization demonstrates to the government that it won't stop armed conflict in Colombia until marginal groups, civil society, and government sit together in dialogue. In Cyprus, Greek and Turkish Cypriot women from the World March staged a joint action. Each group sewed a square for the patchwork quilt. The journalists present stated that the event was of international importance. Japanese women showed their opposition to their country's remilitarization by denouncing a revision of Article 9 of the Constitution. Korean women inscribed the symbol for peace on their square of the quilt to reflect their profound attachment to this value. In India and Pakistan, women also acted together. A delegation of Indian women visited Pakistan's coordinating body to participate in workshops on violence against women. It was an event of hope and peace, said Shashi Sale, coordinator for the march in India. Arab women also called for peace in their region as the relay passed through Lebanon, Tunisia, and Jordan. During the 13th International Conference of Women in Black that took place in Jerusalem in August, a delegation of women went to Ramallah to show its support to the Palestinian women. At this gathering, Palestinian women presented the Women's Global Charter for Humanity. The charter is a declaration for all women of the world, asking for equality, justice, and freedom. Many thanks to all these women who are very brave and courageous and who come from over 50 countries, said Salwa Abu Khatra, General Secretary of the Palestinian Women Union. After Jerusalem, the relay went on to Sudan and on to the region of the Great Lakes of Africa, where women from Burundi, Congo, and Rwanda have been working together for many years to build a society without war and conflict.